Now I want to list characteristic activities of demons. Number one, demons entice. They entice us to do evil. They entice us to sin. Take an example. You're walking along the street and somebody's drunk their billfold, full of money. And a voice says to you, an inaudible voice says, pick it up. You might as well. If it was yours, they would do it. Why don't you? Well, anything that can speak is a person. And behind that inaudible voice is a person. And that person is enticing you to do evil. You may not follow it, you may resist. But nevertheless, that demon is there trying to get you to do something which will expose you to him. Then demons harass. And the example I always think of is this businessman who's had a terrible day in the office. The air conditioning failed, his secretary did the wrong thing, he had a client who was complaining and threatening to sue him. When he makes it through the day, he gets into his car to drive home, and there's an accident on the freeway. And he sits there for 1 hour without air conditioning on the freeway, stewing. And I mean, he's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. He gets home, and what happens? His wife is late with the supper, the kids are running around screaming, and as they say in America, he blows his stack. And at that moment, the demon of anger enters him. See, it's been following him around all day, just waiting for that moment of weakness to come in. And after that, he's a different person. He still loves his wife and children dearly, but from time to time, something comes over him that causes him to do things that harm those he loves the most. And from time to time, when his wife looks into his eyes, she sees something that was never there before. What has happened? The demon of anger followed him all day and chose the weakest moment and the weakest place and jumped in. Demons defile. They're dirty. They're all called unclean. They make you feel unclean. They fill your mind with dirty, unclean attitudes, emotions, and thoughts. Particularly if you're planning to read your Bible or worship. Anything that attacks you at a moment like that is probably a demon. And you never feel really pure. You can sing about the blood of Jesus, and how wonderful it is, but there's something in you that doesn't respond. Demons defile. Demons torture. Jesus says in Matthew 18, the one who will not forgive his brother or his sister, what's the sentence? Deliver him to what? To the torturer, says. That means you and me. If we don't forgive, if we retain bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness, the sentence of Jesus is, deliver him to the torturers. Who are the torturers? Demons. Very simple. They torture in many ways. They torture emotionally. They torture with fear, with guilt, with some kind of uneasy feeling that you haven't done the right thing, but you can never put your finger on it. They torture you physically. I've dealt with many people who've been delivered from a spirit of arthritis. To me, if you look at arthritis, that's demonic. It twists, it tortures, it incapacitates. Now, please understand, I am not saying that everybody who has arthritis has a demon, but many do. I recall a scene in South Africa some years ago when Ruth and I were ministering together. We were praying for the sick, and a person, I think it was a woman, came up with arthritis. And I said to her, I want you to know I'm going to deal with this as a demon. Is that okay? She said, yes. Ruth and I prayed, cast the demon out, and she was delivered. Well, then I thought to myself, why go through this process with everybody individually? Because everybody had seen and heard it. So I said, I believe that you can be delivered from the spirit of arthritis without being individually prayed for. So anybody, and it was a large congregation, anybody who needs deliverance from arthritis, will you stand up? Well, about 30 people stood up in different places. I prayed a spirit commanding the spirit of arthritis to leave them. Now I said to the people, don't sit down until you know you've been delivered. And we went on ministering, but after about half an hour, every one of those people had sat down. Later on, Ruth and I traveled in various parts of South Africa. We met several people who'd been the ones that stood up and sat down, and they each testified they'd been healed. Now, please understand, I'm not saying all arthritis is demonic. But if you want to get a real picture of what demons are like, arthritis is a pretty good picture. They torment, they torture, they incapacitate, they bind. They are evil things. And again, there are exceptions, but it's surprising how many people who suffer from arthritis have some kind of bitterness or resentment or unforgiveness in their life. I need not say no more. Please don't get offended if you have arthritis. It doesn't mean you have a demon, but if you do have a demon, get rid of it. Then number five, demons compel. They make you do things you don't really want to do. I would say almost any act or habit that is compulsive is probably demonic, not necessarily. Demons also enslave. They make you slaves. Take the demon of alcohol. It enslaves you. You just cannot do without your glass of whiskey. You know it is harmful. You don't really enjoy it. But you can't help yourself. But people can be enslaved by other things. They can be enslaved by television. You know that. You can be an addict to television. Some television addicts walk into a room, the first thing they do, switch on the television. They don't know what programs are, they don't know what to watch, but they're just as compulsive as a person who reaches for a glass of whiskey and drinks it.